The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder joins us to discuss their Harvest Report webinars.
I think, just to draw some general conclusions, the first one is that we have a better harvest than last year, which is good, because last year was a very short crop. And that, of course, creates some difficulties in our overseas markets. So I think across the board, the harvest is better. That's not to say that individual states have had their best harvest ever or that certain states did better, because some states still had a difficult year. I think another clear sort of conclusion, again, and these are just generalizations across the board, is that the quality was just super high. I think in some cases, and in some states, we could say that it's the highest quality that they've seen. So I think that's very positive. I think everyone is dealing with competing for acres. That situation has kind of been going on for the last year or so, but it continues. So we're competing with other crops for acreage. And in some regions of dry bean country, we have seen a decrease in planted acres. But however, we have also seen an increase in yield. And so that kind of, ends up being a net zero issue. And so it results in higher production when the yields are really good. And again, these are just generalizations. This doesn't apply to every single state and every single region. But across the board, yields are up, resulting in higher production and super high quality.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF. Your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.